We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamed Ches, the halachas of things that forbidden on Shabbos because they make noise. On the bottom of page, Kuf Pehei Amid Aleph, Siv Ches, Mutter Litin Kli Tachas Adel for Shabbos. You're allowed to put a vessel beneath what's dripping on Shabbos. Vinnis Mali, if it fills up, Shayif Chay, you pour it out, Machzir L'makam, you put it back to its place. This has to be that the water that's dripping in has to be fit for bathing. It's not fit. Also, then forbidden. Not allowed to make initially a bucket of waste matter. Now, if you put a vessel beneath the drip that's not fit for bathing, you're allowed to move it with the water that's disgusting inside of it. Says Mishmaris of Katan Chav Tes. So you're allowed to put a vessel, tachas adela, beneath the drip on Shabbos. That is shadoil of derech, hatikr, that's dripping through the roof, or great bida, or things similar like that. And if it fills up, you pour it out and you put it back. But that, like we said, sivkot and lamed, that's only if the water that's dripping in is fit l'rechitza for bathing. That is the ina lamata yerich and muktanil. So that you, the rain that's coming down doesn't have a designation of mukta or something new that was introduced. And you could drink it or bathe from it. But then something is raw, rakish, behemoth, even if it's just fit for an animal to drink it. But if it's not raw at all, sivkot and lamanov, also then it's forbidden, bishom, she'en, bechulu, you're not allowed to make a graf shore like a tril. Pidish, inus and dabashi, mice, you don't make something that's going to be disgusted, al semach, relying, shimutach, kachlohitziah, that you're going to be permitted to take it out, kigraf shore, like something disgusting. Bim, avalizatze, shashakach, and even if he's going to want to remain like that, but he's in, come his second move from his place, gamkinus, that's also forbidden, he must go to the place, right? Bim, be'alochum, where he discusses this in the Vimaskal Asr. Sifkot and Lamed Beis. So he said that if you put the vessel beneath the drip that's not fit for bathing, then Mutter V'chulu, then it's permitted to move it. Hainu that is Avkoidim Shetasmal, even before it fills up Sizali Rabba. So if Kalam and Gimel, Lotaltalai V'chulu, to move it with the disgusting water that's inside of it. Now, Vedavka Kushnasim, the Makam Shei Shavasi Kavushim, that's specifically if it's placed in an area that his sitting is permanent over there, the moisla, where it's disgusting to him. Vavaka Kavushalai, so there it's like a waste basket, Shetu Lotaltalai, that they're permitted to move it, Lohitzi La Ashbam, and they kavoided to take it out of the garbage because of his honor. If it's standing there in the place where his area, his sitting is established over there. Now, like I said, B'sib B'shid Ches, Sif Lamadal, Ayin Sham, look over there. Sim B'shid Lamates, Kama Dinim Perotim Hanoigim B'Shabbos. Many specific halachas that apply on Shabbos, by Zayin Sif, man, the seven paragraphs. Sif Aleph, Ein Roichim Naga Behem, so there's a lot of these Isurid Rabbanon that we have on Shabbos. Ein Roichim Naga Behem, you're not allowed to ride an animal. Says Jamova Ein El Sim B'shid Ches, Sif Yad Ches, Medin Alech His Karin, regarding going on a wagon. Says Mishmurus of Kotan Aleph, Ein Reich, when you don't ride an animal, Elbis of Mishan Heis of Yitzchaz, Be Arti Mishabura Tam, I explain it within Mishur, the reason we'll pretend all the specifics of it. Siv Beis, Ein Shatun Alpanei Amayim, you don't swim on the surface of the water, you don't float on the surface of the water, Afilu B'Breich HaShabachatz, even in the pool, in the courtyard, Nisham, in Bepneish, Kishamayim Nekarim, Be'etzim Chatzal B'Breich, because when the water comes out of the pool, Dami Lenar, it's similar to a river. If it has a rim around it, then mutter is permitted to keep the fill of nekramayim, even if the water is going to come out, the edge of the pool is going to make it go back, it's going to stay contained. So it's like a vessel, but like we don't have the decree that you might make a life jacket or something like that, which is the reason for the gzera of going into a river. Siv Gimel. We don't clap, lahakas kaf al kaf, to slap one palm to another one. But then misapkin, and neither do we bang lahakas kaf al yarech, to bang the palm on the thighs. But then we don't dance. Gzirish amizakin klishir, as a decree that you might come to fix a musical instrument. The fill lahakas be'ez balakarka, even to bang with a finger on the ground, oya luach on the board. Oyachas kenegadachas, one opposite the other one. Kedech mashayim, the way the singers do. Oy lakashkish be'egiz latinag, or shake a rattle or whatever, a nut for a baby, or to play with him with a bell, that he should be quiet. all this and all that. Similar to this, Asas Rabbanin Gizeresh from his second Klitshir has decreed that might come to fix a musical instrument. Now, to clap backhanded is mutter is permitted. Agos says, Jamal, hold the Mesapkin Merakna Idna, this that currently people clap and they dance. The Lay Machin Behu and people don't protest. That's not because it's okay. It's Mishum de Mutter Bashir Shaykh Behulu. Because of the Talmudic dictum that it's better let them do it in error than deliberately, because if you tell them, they're not going to listen anyway. So therefore, we don't protest. Some said, actually, no, in today's time, it's all permitted. Why are you allowed to clap and dance in today's time? We're not well-versed. We don't know how to really make a musical instrument. Really, the decree of fixing music instruments is not really so applicable. Because it's not common. Says Ramah, maybe this is for this that the custom is for people to be lean regarding all these situations. That's Tesis and Resh Pekah, maybe Kade Yain. Says the Mishburam, Sif Katan, Beis. He said that you're not afloat on a Pnei Mayim, on the surface of the water. That's Beyodah Beraglav, that's with his hands and his feet. Shigam Raglov Akum Nakaka Amayim, I mean to say that his feet are also off the ground of the water. That's the issur. Because as the Sharati Nais Alav says, because if not, then it's not usur to just walk into the pool of water. But the reason is Shemiyasa Khabashad, he might make some type of floating device. Can the same come on, like it concludes later on, Vukli Shal Gaima. It's a vessel made out of some type of like a rubber, or organizer that they weave it. And they make some type of like a long barrel to learn how to swim on the water with that. And even if it's bebrechi, even if it's in the pool, it's like a place that the water gathered, likvisa, for laundering, or lishlis pishtan, or to soak the flax. Even if it's in the courtyard. Because the pool is in the street, in the public domain, anyway, it's forbidden. Because he might spray with his water, with his feet, the water out of Dalar Amas, he's going to come to the caring. The reason why it's problematic is because when the water is uprooted and it goes out of the pool, so Damalanar, it's similar to a river. And the water goes out of the pool, but the Meshachim Machatz Mekecha, and it gets drawn in the courtyard from his force. That he pushes the water with his hands and feet when he's swimming. It's included in the decree in Shot Namani Amayim that you shouldn't float on the surface of the water. That you might make some type of floating device. Sivkat involved. But we said if it has a safa, like high walls on all sides, that's from the Ran and the Magad Mishnah, then it's like then it's permitted. Siv Gimel, we said that a metapchin, we said v'chulu, you're not allowed to clap and you're not allowed to dance and all these things. Bein be'evli, whether you're doing it out of mourning, b'chamasei la'ir atzar, or in this anger to awaken pain, or bein machmasimcha, whether you're doing it because of joy, as the Shara Tzinai say, brings it in the Torah and the riff and the rush. It's from the Yerushalmi. He says tzarchin, because even if you're going to say that you need the sounds, for example, let's say to awaken his pain to the public, but still it's not a way of music. So why is it us, according to the Riff and the Rush, that are leaning regarding this? This is look at Ben Gun that agrees that that's the primary lahalacha. However, he also agrees that the banging that you do in mourning for sure is us also on Shabbos. So it's not just clapping for joy, it's also clapping in pain. It says the Mishra Bakula Mishra, all because of a decree, Shemi second Klisher, you might come to fix the musical instrument, because sometimes they would also have these flutes or things that they would play in the morning also. Sivkot and Ches, Willim Rakhtin, and you can't dance. Now, B'yem Simchas Torah, but on the day of Simchas Torah, Mutal Rakhid, you're allowed to dance, B'shosh Amik Lusim the Torah, when you say the praise of the Torah, should be covered at Torah because of the honor of the Torah. Kim the less B'zeh, Elim Shem B'shosh, since anyway is only us from Rabbanah. B'shosh Simchas Mitzvah, but any other joy of Mitzvah, like getting married, even so, it's going to be forbidden on Shabbos. And even in the honor of Torah, is not worthy to permit only clapping and dancing. Not shaking any rattles or bells. Also, any other musical instrument that's forbidden, say the Achrayin, Sivkot and Tess. And it's forbidden to bang on the board or or achas kenegir v'chulu, one opposite the other one. Kugan ilu shemakim ba'amal o gudel ben ima. They clap, they snap their finger on their thumb sweetly. Voice about tenuas ha'ibers, they make these sweet sounds. Says b'seis v'tosav ha'ben. This is what he says, like the way that the singers do it. I mean, it's not just snapping; it's doing it in a musical way. He does it strong. He locks the eroi. Mishnasi wakes his friend up from his sleep. Mashmagim from the shore. That's not the magram that's permitted to love there. Shehu, that snapping is not in a musical way. Even in this case, according to Rashi, one should be stringent. Not to snap. Sivkat yud. And however, the custom seems to be that lahakabakol, high lahakabakol, just that the leaner regarding all things, like he explained, because we don't know how to fix, called tepuch v'sipuk v'riku. That's going on the clapping and the banging and the dancing. But lashad varma this comes but not on all the other things that mentioned in this sif of like rattles and stuff like that. But a little bit tepuch and even clapping and dancing in gedayla necham and kshlad makom mitzvah. It's not worthy to leave the custom when it's not a makom mitzvah. Mishum hanach lamuchud on because okay, let them do it. But really, it sounds like the halacha does not follow like that. Charitin Zayin says when Eliyabinim Yam Shashlemin look at this, says however some of them Marshal Mokam Mitzah, you could rely halacha gli on the Svarasa Taisis regarding clapping and dancing. And when the Bais says it does not sound like that, that's written by Mantra, and it sounds like it's from the Mishmur, it sounds like it's better not to clap and to dance.
Bi'alacha and the Maskal Asa Mishum Shain Bukhulu. Machabe said the end of Shin Lamed Ches that but if the water's not ro, then it's forbidden. You can't put the bucket there to catch it because you're not allowed to initially make a graf sharei. Now, the primary reason that you're not allowed to put it beneath the drip is because imavat l'klima chalni, you're not allowed to nullify a vessel from its preparedness, that you're not going to have the ability to move it afterwards because it has mukts inside of it, like it brought in the Gemara. But if it would be permitted to make a graf sharei like a tchila, it wouldn't be called imavat l'klima chalni because then you'd be able to move it afterwards and to pour it out. The way the Mechaber concludes at the end, but since we hold that you're not allowed to literally initially make a graf sharei, if that's the case, so then by default, then you have to initially want that it should remain there in the place. If that's the case, then that's a Mogad Ramnes and says the name in the Yamshash Lema. That's quoted also in many Achrin. Now, this halacha, the Mechaba quotes from the Rambam. The Torah disagrees in this. And look at the Taz that is lengthy regarding this. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Look at the Chayotin that he writes that in the situation of a great need, you can rely on the Torah, the Paskins, that even if it's not fit, you're allowed to put a vessel beneath it. Now, this the way that the people of the custom in the morning, they wash themselves down into a vessel, even though for sure they're not fit for bathing and not for an animal to drink, as brought already in Siman Dal in the beginning of our Chaim, and also our that we pour into a vessel, obviously is because we hold like the Torah. Or additionally, says the Beit Lachad appears to me, that's not called in a row because there's no actual prohibition. It's because just because of the evil spirit that rests on them. That doesn't make it in a row. It's only if it's mixed in with mud that comes down from the roof, or there's some isra at least rabbinically, like regarding rabbinic tevel that the Pesach mentioned. But if not, that wouldn't be considered in a row, and therefore that's why we're allowed to pour the our negel vaser into our buckets into the shisel. The Maskil Miyesh LeSafa. We said that regarding the prohibition about swimming, but if it has a edge, the walls have an edge, then it's okay. Now, according to Rashi and the Gemara, it's logical that this is not permitted only when the pool's in the courtyard, but not when it's in Rishus Ram, because it might spray out of the Dalai Lamas. But according to the Rift, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes like him, it's not so clear to me. In other words, the Rambam also sounds like a little bit that specifically only in the Chatzar is permitted. The Maskil Ayaluch Ayachas Kenegir Achas, they're not allowed to bang one on the other one or on the board. So look at the explanation of Mishnah Berurah in Sovkot and Tess, which is from the Beis Yosef and Achrayim, and for this reason, he wonders on the Truma Tzedeshin that writes opposite the words of the Rambam. We're in front of us, the Girsin, the Rambam is Alaluch, Achas Keneged Achas. According to this, I mean, it's not a separate thing. According to this, going on what was mentioned before, there's being on the ground, on the board, one opposite the other one, and that's the way the ones who play music do it. In contrast, if he hits one time on the ground and one time on the board, that's not the way people usually do it. And hints regarding this that the bang on the door or something similar is permitted, where it's explicit in Pirush Mishnayos and the Be'er Bin. But in truth, I could tell you that to hit with the fingers to snap, that's not the way of playing music. And this is the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos and Yom HaVoisim, that Tnu as a Ribbis, it makes these sweet sounds. That's not obvious, that's Derech Shirin. The Kavan of the Rambam regarding this is that since it was only that he shouldn't sleep, if that's the case, why didn't they do Stam banging on something? And that he says that you make the sweet sounds. But that's like just a respectable way in front of the Kohen Gadol that then stop banging because they wanted him to stay awake. The clap backhanded is permitted. Now, this halacha, its source from the Yishama is brought in the Beisayim now. The fact that he specifies about it that specifically clapping backhanded, it sounds like that by ringing a bell or something like that, which is more of a way of a musical instrument, that won't help even if you do it in a backhanded way. And that's the halacha, that regarding clapping itself, we don't have a clear proof from the Yishama that it's permitted, since the Ram is machmer over there regarding this. Look at Beisayim that he answers this, Betoichik. And therefore, not going to be leaning more than what we find in Yishama explicitly. The Masla Hakabakol that says Ramon, maybe this is the reason why people are their customers to lean regarding all these halachas. So look at Mishabura Sibkan Yud, that's regarding clapping and just dancing, but not by ringing bells or things like that. And for sure, through an actual instrument, for sure it's a full fledged prohibition. Look at Chedushim Bikvege that he hints to look into the Sefer Zichron Yesib, and the Be'er Halacha says, I attained it with God's help. And I quote a little bit from his holy words. This that he responds to one great Rav, Harav Rabbi Yaakov, and his words are like this. And the words are critical of here. He says, I'm trembling that's taking hold of me. In all their pains, in their travails, to me it's a pain. He says, what? Regarding the great pirtza, the great breach that the people of our people in their place have made a breach to violate wantonly on the faith and the laws of our holy Torah and the Jewish faith, and not only desecrating Yom Tov with dancing and with these circles that Chazal goes on, and these instruments, and even if it was just men and women separately, as we learned in Mishnah Perek Mishilin, that you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance, and that's the written Shulchan Aruch Simin Shalom Tes, which we're discussing right now in some Tovkov Chavdal, and it's known to all of pure of heart that clapping and dancing, even without musical instruments, is Asr Me'ikar Halacha, from the concern that it might come to fix the instruments, and for sure that's forbidden through instruments and musicians. And their mother writes that Nogul Hokel, this is important, is what he's clarifying over here, is not going on such a way like Deli Rabbi writes. And Shubashar Ephraim Simlam Vav says, forbidden even Cholam Mayiv. It's just that this also that they did on this side, Chinga, and the young boys with the young girls are playing, and they have mixtures of the men and the wives of the men, and the demons are dancing over there. He says, woe to their souls, because that they're causing bad to violate on the faith explicitly, and the Torah is girdled with a sackcloth on them. It says God should save us from that punishment, and it shouldn't be done like this. And it says, your great honor, you asked me, is it good to do to protest regarding them, that they shouldn't increase to sin on the second day of Yom Tov, etc. He says, my response is, for sure it's good to protest with all has powered by such people, and every Rav and Moira in his city is obligated to protest and to stop these dancing and these on Yom Tov. And for sure, the Bachrim, these people that are wanting and these girls together, all the more so, for the rabble rouses amongst them, and then the mixture of the men and the women, like I wrote before, as Brother Chaim took of Chavtes, it writes about the men and women should not mingle together, and it's known that there's no difference between married women and single girls regarding this, and there's no step to the incitement of the Yitzhara and the level of immorality more than this, where they're contemplating and looking in front of the faces of these women and these girls when they're dancing, and they're holding on to the what their fathers did in the hands of the women. He says, I recite on them, yadli yadli yunokum medina shagehenim, that even just giving from one hand to another hand, the payment will not be cleansed from the punishment of Gehenna. And sometimes they hug and they kiss to fulfill their desires, and they come to the maise erba einan, which is spilling seed, and sometimes they sweeten through this and secret together to be secluded by day or by nighttime, and in the darkness their actions chas v'shalom amal or tzizima, and it causes so much immorality. And it's known that most girls in today's times already had their period already, according to Rambam and the Paiskim and the Rishayim and the Achrayim, whoever touches them for purposes of closeness and of endearment violates a negative prohibition of the Torah. Isha benidus to muslei sikra v'kishis nida, and even just general touching is forbidden. Whoever kisses her and hugs her for the desires would get lashes in the earlier times, where the Rambam writes and the Smag, and even the Kohen Ramban over there would at least get rabbinic lashes, and like the Chabas Yoritz and Chuvas Mil Tzedakah and Eben Ezer, And regarding the Issa of Erebus Nida, there's no difference between if she's married or single at all, like the way the Ramo writes in Yerides and Kofi Gimel. It's Pashtu, and since it's so simple, we didn't have to even write it, just to remove from the opinions of these ignorant and boorish people that they think that there's no prohibition regarding a single girl at all. However, the truth is, there's no difference. Chas Shalom, no one should ever entertain to differentiate. So the rule is this, like this. There's no fencing for a rise more than this, to stop this dancing of the men and the women together between the married and the, whether they're married or single, that there's no step for znus and stepping for arayis and being accustomed to sin more than this. And we who received his Torah are obligated to make fences and boundaries that this should not be done. Now, there in this tshuva, it says what he responded to an officer that asked him regarding this. And he responded that by us Jews is a great sin and it's opposing Judaism. And he showed him what it says in Tanakh. It says in Shaftim, they said, Hine chag, yitzu b'nai shilu locha b'mocheles. It doesn't say the bachrim or the young men. It sounds like only the girls went themselves to sing and dance, and not with the young men. And that's what's written in Jeremiah and Yirmiyah. Az tismach besul b'machul, u'bachurim is a kenyam yachta. It doesn't say, az tismach besul im bachurim b'machul, because the girls were separate from the boys. And that's written in Zechariah. And the Kabbalah, if at a time of eulogizing the women were separate, for sure, at a time of joy and dancing, when the evil inclination comes to seduce, to sin, as it says in Sukkot Afnun Beis, for sure they should be separated. And it's not for nothing that Eve says, "Bris kuratil enai," I made a covenant for my eyes, and I was blind, what will I contemplate to even look at a single girl? And that officer praised him on his response, and he says, "I see that your words are true and appropriate." And based on our faith, we're not allowed to look at even the colored garments of a woman, for sure to look at her face, whether a single girl or a married woman. For that reason, the Abbezin and the Kal over here, Fyarda, and Kal Kaddish Mitz, instituted that the boys should not be singing and dancing with the girls at all, even by Chasnas. It's just that the girls should dance themselves and the Bachrim should sing themselves. Look over there what is lengthy more regarding this. Some of the Dirshu, edition number 32, water that drips from trees during the spring, Mishpah writes in Simchon Yud that that's forbidden because of Noel. Now, regarding snow that comes down on Shabbos, Eshavon B'Chach writes in the Chubot Har Tzvi, that's not considered as Noel as something like introducing something new, and it's not Muktzah. That's a Pinel B'Yashav, that's a Pinel B'Shalom B'Zalman. And he adds on that even though it's known that the snow only comes from when the rain's coming down into our atmosphere, and it wasn't there beforehand, it comes out that there was no snow yesterday, however, it's still not considered Noel. However, in Sefer Tetulei Shabbos, he brings the Chubot from B'Shalom B'Zalman that snow is Muktzah. Another Chubot is Maisha writes that snow that comes down on Shabbos is considered Muktzah because of Noel. It's a new entity, and the halacha snow is not the same way as rain, but in Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, he writes in Ramesh's name that actually is not Muktzah. They have these opposite transmissions. And Sefer Shulchan Shleima, when discussed in Simchon Shin Yod, they discuss regarding what's with the water that drips out of the air conditioning. Dish number 34, to throw peels of waste matter into a bowl that's on the table, Rashab holds it, since right away you could shake it off in the vessel, that's similar to like putting a vessel beneath a wax candle with Mishabur and Simrish Tamachet, it's no problem, because you could shake it out right away. Mshaimig actually says that Chum didn't make it forbidden in this case at all when you're doing it the way it's normally used during the weekday. Dish number 36, in our times, Yashav holds that even though the Nagel vessel water, the Nitil's Dam, is not fit to drink, however, you could use it to wash out the bathroom, so there it's not a problem, it's not Bitl Klimechane. Dish number 37, to put a vessel beneath Tevel, untapped produce that falls, brought in the Gemara Shabbos of Mem Gimel, that's no problem, it's like a Bitl Klimechane, because if you would fix it, it would be remedied. So Bisham is inclined that if the owner's not here, and therefore you can't separate Trimus and Mises, maybe it would be forbidden to put a vessel beneath it because of Bitl Klimechane. Now, regarding separating Trimus and Mises on Shabbos, for example, to do with the Tanai, when the Trimus and Mises are placed in the vessel, and this girl's holds that since you could shake it out, there's no problem with the klimechane. Now, when you're separating from things that you can't shake out, and this girl discusses, maybe you're not going to say it's a bit the klimechane only through an action. Then it's similar to building and demolishing, which is not the case when you're separating with words. In Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, the disciple says that separating trumas and maizes on Shabbos, the custom is to pour a little into a cup, then do a kri shem on it, that it's trumas and maizes, even though through that it becomes a muktzah, then we're not concerned for a bit the klimechane, you're not doing action. Dish number two, the reason why we're concerned that for swimming, that you might come to make some type of floating device, Burton Rashim is if to be concerned that maybe he comes to make a floating barrel so that he learns how to swim, or in Piskei Rin, set the Shabbos rites, you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to be afraid of the water, and then he comes to make some type of floating device that he shouldn't be afraid. Dish number three, this that the custom is currently today that people dance at a siyam of a simcha, and Shlomo Zalman holds that that's not considered forbidden dancing because we don't do special movements of dancing, and it's not considered just like walking around, like moving around fast in a circle. Dish number four, someone from Chutz Laaretz, it's an Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to dance at the Hakavos of the night of Simchas Torah, which for him it's not Simchas Torah, it's Shemini Atzeres. So first day Yom Tov, Shlomo Zalman instructed, he's allowed to dance because he's still dancing with the covenant of Torah. This number five, you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah that Simchas Torah could be leaned more than the Simcha of Nisuin of marriage. Now, even though regarding Mila Nachri, regarding telling a non-Jew to play a musical instrument, in Simchas Shalom and Chaz, he writes only with Simchas Nisuin they permitted, but not by Simchas Torah. So how do we resolve this contradiction? So in Shuvas Amos Chaim, he writes that since they always play musical instruments by a chasno, if they wouldn't permit a non-Jew to play an instrument on Shabbos, it would be recognizable a lack of joy. Like regarding Birchas Labana and Sharatin and later on Sim Tov Chavav, he writes that since you do it with joy, people generally come to dance and that would be forbidden on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't do Kiddush Labana Friday night. Now, even though Simchas Torah they permitted to dance, the difference is that there you can't push it off, which is not the case with Kiddush Labana, that you could push it off. Dirshu number 8. So the Ramah brought that, you know, maybe that based on this tesis, the people are known to be makel for dancing and clapping. Now, even though once Chacham counted and they made something forbidden, you can't permit it, even if the reason is not here anymore. True is as much right that since in our days the reason is not here, it's considered as if in our days the takana was not widespread. And even though the Chacham didn't permit it, however, since it's known that even in the time when they made the takana, people would stumble and violate this. So like they said, better don't protest because better let them do it by mistake than being deliberate. For sure, all the Chacham in the world would agree to permit the thing, and if it's considered as if they permitted. There's number 9. To clap during davening, the Shlavram B'chach writes that some have the custom to do that, and he explains their reasoning is because since the custom is to be lenient by Simchas Nisuin, so the people conduct themselves to do this also by avoidance of Mizbach. So like the Gemara's words are, Shleishel Chontcham Mal V'Shulchan Rabcha Reken, your table shouldn't be full and the table of your master empty. I mean, like, you say that regarding Karbanis, but regarding like if you're clapping and dancing by your own private Simchas, then for sure you should do it in during davening and avoidance of Hashem.